Now your Federal News Radio DOD report, mornings at 40 minutes past the hour. The USO has broken ground on the construction of the new USO Wounded Warrior and Family Center. It's at Fort Belvoir in Virginia. The center will provide non-critical care and support for wounded soldiers and their families as they transition from inpatient to outpatient care. USO President Sloan Gibson joins us now to tell us more about this new care center. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me on the Federal Drive.
Now, is this something new for the USO? Tell us what's going on.
Well, in a way it's new and in a way it's not. Our mission at the USO is to lift the spirits of America's troops and their families. We ask a very simple question: who needs us most? The answer to that question today is very different than it would have been a decade ago. And so for obvious reasons, wounded warriors and their families are very, very high on that list for us. If we're not working to lift their spirits, we're simply not doing their job. So as we looked at the requirements here, the challenges that our wounded warriors and their families face during the long recovery after battlefield injury, we realized there needed to be a focal point for support. That's what this center at Fort Belvoir will be, and that's what the sister center that we'll build next year at Bethesda at the National Naval Medical Center will be. Really a focal point for resources to come together to be able to support these men and women and their families during that recovery.
So tell us about the facility. What's going to be in there? What can people expect to see?
When we started the design work for these facilities, we actually went to wounded warriors, to family members, to caregivers, to medical professionals, and asked them to tell us what needed to be in these centers. Number one on the list was continuing education. These men and women reach a point in their recovery where they feel like they're treading water, not really getting ready for what's next in life. So state-of-the-art learning center, a large kitchen, not a commercial kitchen, but the kind of kitchen that you would find at home where families can come and prepare a meal and share it together, a place for kids to play, a place for video gaming, to watch movies, to watch football games, to be together and socialize, and quiet spaces for respite.
So this is for people who are out of the acute care hospital setting but not quite ready to go home.
You find that the needs of wounded warriors and their families change as they are transitioning from the battlefield all the way back to their community. So when a wounded warrior is in the hospital still receiving acute care, we're probably more focused on supporting the family because that's who we can really help. As the wounded warrior's recovery progresses and then he becomes an outpatient, we become progressively more and more focused on his or her needs while continuing to support the family.
We're speaking with Sloan Gibson, the president of the USO. Now, what about the psychological needs? Because, the Defense Department has been spending a lot more time and energy looking at the psychological, psychic needs of soldiers that are wounded, also people that have brain injury. Very specifically, do you have components there that support that military requirement?
You know, it's interesting. Almost everything we do really gets at that issue of helping a wounded warrior get his head back into life, helping the family stay together and stay strong, and preparing them for that transition to the civilian community. These men and women, when they return from a battlefield injury, find themselves and their families fighting a different enemy. That enemy is despair. And what we seek to do is to always sustain hope for that happy and fulfilling life ahead. That's the way that we lift spirits. So it could be something like a ride to recovery program that we sponsor, a 300-mile bike ride. People look at that and they think, gosh, that's great physical therapy, and it is. But the real benefit happens up in their minds when they realize, if I can do this, I can do anything. That's one of the most powerful things that we can do to help battle that new enemy, despair.
Now, the USO is famous, of course, for the overseas entertainment programs and the people that go and, the Hollywood types that go and give their time there. What about here? Will there be entertainment? And I noticed there's a mention of gardening and so forth. Tell us about some of the softer activities that take place there.
I mentioned video gaming and kind of tailgate parties during football season and things like that. picnics and barbecues and things. You know, one thing that a lot of people don't realize is even today out at Walter Reed and at the hospital at Bethesda, there is a very steady stream of celebrities that come through to visit with our wounded warriors there. We find at we've got a Wounded Warrior Center over at Landstuhl Hospital in Germany, and it becomes a real focal point. Just a couple of weeks ago, we had Angelina Jolie in, visiting Wounded Warriors in the hospital and visiting with scores of Wounded Warriors at the Warrior Center there. So this will be a focal point for exactly that kind of activity.
And probably we should mention the USO is not federally funded, so you're probably looking for help to keep this whole effort going.
We're a nonprofit organization, congressionally chartered. We exist because of the generosity of the American people. We're so fortunate to have 2 million individuals that support us. If your listeners would like to learn more about what we do for troops and families and how they can help and make a difference, go to the website, uso.org, uso.org.
And just give us a timeline here. How near completion is the Fort Belvoir facility, and what's the timeline for the one in Bethesda?
Well, we've just broken ground here, and we expect that it'll take us about a year to complete this particular facility. And I would expect the facility at Bethesda, we'd be breaking ground sometime around very late this year, very early next year, and again, about a year or so to build out.
And how many people at a time can be accommodated within these facilities are you hoping for?
Each of these two locations are going to be about 25,000 square feet. By far the largest, finest USO centers anywhere in the world, as they should be. So we will be able to support hundreds of wounded warriors and family members at any point in time at each of these two facilities.
Sloan Gibson is the president of the USO. Thank you very much for that update, and good luck getting those underway.
Tom, thanks very much. You take care.
And you can find links to more information, hear this interview again, at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.